WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And we are live in Green tonight. It's the Green Trojans hosting the Sydney Warriors. Sydney comes in 2-0. Green is 1-1. And we want to welcome you into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler is your home for auto sales, service, and rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Cutter, here we are again. Green, Sydney, we all know what happened last year in the Section 4 Class D football sectional semifinals. And whenever these two teams get together, they always have a good one. Green upset Sydney a year ago. It's, just another round in this battle.
Yeah, we definitely talked about that last week. You know, they ended Sydney's undefeated season last year and ended up the senior quarterback's career, and everybody and all the seniors that were on that team were all done playing football unless they went on to other things. But tell you what, those kids out there in the white that were on the bench that didn't see a lot of time, they got a bad taste in their mouth, and they're going to bring it tonight to show the Trojans the Sydney Warrior football is still here.
Yeah, the Trojans is always a great program. Sydney, always a great program, so it's fun to watch these two battle. When we come back, we'll have more information on that and just a little bit about the rivalry between these two teams over the last couple of years. We've seen some really great ball games in Sydney and Green and on neutral field. So it's the Butler Auto pregame show live in Green tonight, the Trojans and the Sydney Warriors, coming up on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We've packed our two lots with the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles, over 140 to choose from.
And I'm Mike Butler. We are confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether you're looking for a truck, car, van, SUV, we probably have it. And if we don't, we'll gladly get it for you.
At Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price. And we have financing for every credit situation. If you need a rental, we have those too.
Butler Auto is a family-owned and very hands-on business. You can always find Tyler, Kathy, or myself at one of our lots. And our vehicles are backed by one of the best service departments around. And we will service all vehicles, whether you purchase it from us or not.
So stop by our lots and check out our ever-changing inventory, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Ave in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza.
See all of our vehicles online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and the rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Free Game Show. We're live in Green tonight. The Green Trojans taking on the Sydney Warriors. It's week three of the high school football season. This is our lone game of the weekend. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. We have Jim Tamayo, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios alongside Craig Stevens. So we appreciate their help tonight. And we were just talking about last year, of course, Green knocked out Sydney in the sectional semifinals a year ago. They went on to lose to Tioga in the championship game. But, reminds me a couple of years ago when Sydney was here as the 8th seed. Green was the 1, and the Warriors knocked off the Trojans. So it's been back and forth the last couple of years between these two teams.
Yeah, and the difference tonight is we actually have some nice weather. Usually when those two play together, it's really bad, no matter if it's here at Green or Sydney or if it's at Johnson City like it was last year. You know, it's monsoon conditions, but tonight is absolutely beautiful fall night, and I think we're in for a really good Friday night exhibition here.
Green comes in 1-1. Sydney is 2-0. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the coin toss and the kickoff here between Green and Sydney on WCDO. Stay tuned.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Green and Sydney tonight, live from Green Central School as we get set for the coin toss here. Green is in the green top with the white trim, the green with the white trim helmet and the black pants. Sydney in another uniform here this week. Then we seem to see them in a different color every week. All white this week with the gray and the maroon trim and the gray helmet with the Sydney S on the side. So all the captains are at midfield ready for the coin toss. And you're right, finally, some good weather between these two teams. I can think back to the playoff game here a couple of years ago when Sydney upset Green, and then, of course, last year when we were down in Johnson City when Green upset Sydney, probably some of the worst conditions we've seen football played in, honestly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I felt really bad for the fans that day because I'll tell you what, the people endured an awful, awful day. And, you know, we didn't have any issue, Nate, because we're inside the press box, but, you know, I felt bad for the people, and there was a lot of people that stayed in their cars and watched the game and listened to us on WCDO, which most of the time, and we don't have people at the game that are listening to us. So that was pretty neat. That was pretty neat to have people texting us saying, oh, you guys are doing a great job, you know, and all that stuff. So, yeah, this is going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, there's no issues with slippery field or the wet ball or anything like that tonight. It's just going to be hard smash mouth football. And folks, hang around with us for a little while, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Sydney coming off a big win over Unitigo, 62-8. We did that game last Saturday over in Sydney. I'm interested to see on the other side how Green bounces back. They were ahead on the road at Walton, always a tough place to play on a Saturday. They end up losing that game 38-14 as Walton scores 38 unanswered points. What is the mental state here of the Trojans? It's always easy to get up for a Sydney game, I'm sure, if you're Green, but how are they bouncing back after a tough loss to the Warriors last week?
Well, you definitely don't want to have two in a row, so you're going to be pretty pumped about it, and then to have it be the Sydney Warriors on the other side, that's just going to escalate it.
Yeah, this is one of those games, and we say this from time to time, I think you throw out the records, because when these two get together, you know it's going to be a good old-fashioned dogfight between these two, so it's set to be a good one tonight. Sydney will receive after Green decided to kick off to them after winning the coin toss. So Sydney is going to have Peyton Mosier and Leah Matthews back to our right, standing on the 20-yard line to receive. And we will get things underway momentarily here. Again, thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show. A big thank you to Mike Butler and his staff for supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. They have over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. So Green is getting ready for the kickoff here. Under the lights on a beautiful fall night to start week three. Green's going to kick a squibber right up the gut, and Sydney's going to fall on it. They were not fooled, and Sydney's going to have the ball at their own 48-yard line. Looked like Kevin McEwen fell on it. Dream did that traditional. They're in the huddle. You don't know when they're going to break. They booted it right up the middle, and Sydney was ready for it.
Yeah, they definitely were. And I'll tell you what, it's really hard to kick it deep and then get into your lanes from that. So that's pretty much the significant telltale thing that they're going to either pooch kick it or onside like they did. But the Warriors get the ball just shy of the 50-yard line, first and 10.
So here is senior quarterback Nick Gravel in his third varsity start. He's been sensational so far this year for the Sydney Warriors. They hit off to Harrington right up the gut. He's got a first down and more into green territory to the 40 down to the 35 before he's gang-tackled there. And that's what we've seen from Harrington through the first 2 weeks. He easily gets into the second level again.
Yeah, Harrington with the ball right up the middle between the center and the guard gap on the left-hand side, made a nice cut at the linebacker level and got the first down yardage. Now the ball is spotted just about the 43-yard line.
Here is Gravel in the shotgun. He's got Harrington off his left hip. Jabot is onto the right side. Two wide receivers split to the right. Liam Matthews to the left, waiting for the snap. And here it is. They're going to hand off to Harrington again. He runs right side off the tackle. Good for a first down. He's going to be right at the 30, over the 30 to about the 27-yard line here
yeah,
for Sydney.
Real nice run again on first down for Harrington. He's a pretty good little runner, folks. I'll tell you, he hits the hole really hard, and he's really shifty, and he's not afraid of contact.
Well, in week one, we saw Cameron Brandenburg, and then he did not play last week. He is suited up this week. He's over on the far side wearing number 44, but it's Harrington getting the call. Same formation again here from Sydney, except Jabot shifts from the right to the left. A low snap. They'll hand off to Harrington, and he'll bust it right up the gut. Good for a first down there on a second and one, and rolls his way inside the 10-yard line for Sydney.
Three carries, right, Nate? Three carries, three first downs, and the ball's just inside the 15-yard line for the Warriors. They will have a chance to make another first down.
10:50 to go here in the first quarter. Sydney immediately marching after catching that little squib kick that Green did for the opening kickoff. And here is Gravel again in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left and two to the right. He's going to hand off to Harrington again right up the middle, and he'll get hit on the hip, and he'll bounce his way down to the 3-yard line here, but another good chunk of yards there for Harrington.
Yeah, what a great series for Harrington here. It's been all him all the way, and gets about 8 yards on that carry. We'll bring up second down and two.
10:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless with Sydney knocking on the door here in the early part of this game. This has been their signature so far this year. Harrington is split out to the right hip of the quarterback, Gravel, waiting for the snap. Jabot is split to the left. They're going to hand off Harrington again. He'll get through the line. We got a flag on the play. He's dragging his way towards the goal line. Doesn't get in. Almost looked like maybe a face mask there on the Trojan.
Yeah, I do believe you're right, Nate, because he turned him right around. So I'm thinking it's going to be a face mask against the Green Trojans.
Pretty amazing. Harrington still kept going after that and was able to dive forward for another yard or two. We'll see what the officials say. With 9:58 to go first quarter, and we're scoreless between the Warriors and the Trojans. We're live in green tonight. Oh, it's going to go against the Sydney Warriors, though.
Holding against the Warriors.
So this will back up Sydney to about the 13-yard line, and the play will come in from the sideline. So that must have been somewhere on the line, and I just didn't catch that one. And Sydney here will have a second and 13. So Gravel again in the shotgun. Mosier to the right. He's got McEwen and Matthews split out to the left. Harrington off his left hip. Here's the snap. He's going to stop, drop back throws. He's going to throw into double coverage, and it's knocked away. We do have a flag on the play. He was going for Mosier. Incomplete.
Incomplete to Mosier, but there, as Nate said, there's a flag just on the goal line there, and we'll see what they got. It was double coverage. Pretty good throw by Gravel, but double coverage knocked it down.
And the flag came out just as the ball was knocked away, so we'll see what the call is here. With 9:39 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless. Sydney is in the red zone, but the Trojans' defense trying to hold strong here, Tim.
Looks like pass interference against the Trojans because they're getting ready to mark it off.
So we'll see where this ball goes. It is on the 13-yard line. It's going to go towards the green end zone and go inside the 10, I'd say about to the 8 here, Tim.
Yeah, pretty much half the distance of the goal on that penalty for the Warriors. We'll bring up second down. It'll be about five to get the first, and it is right about the 9.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Here's the snap to Gravel, and Gravel will fake the handoff, rolls to his right, wants Liam Matthews. No, he goes to McEwen, who's right on the doorstep, and he's on the line. I don't think he got in, though. Going to be very close.
Yeah, that was pretty good catch right there by McEwen. I'm not sure if that ball was intended for him, but he was in the area, so he grabbed it. So could catch the ish side of the first or side of the first down by like a half a yard. So it'll bring up third down and a half a yard.
So 9:10 to go here in the first quarter, and Sydney is right on the goal line, literally a couple of inches here from punching it in for the first score of the game. But kudos to this Trojans defense for holding strong after Sydney really.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Apologize there for the little technical difficulty. Sydney scores on a direct snap to Cameron Chabot there on third down, pretty much fridge style there. He shifted over from the right side and got the direct snap and rolled it in. Extra point was good, and Sydney has a 7-0 lead with 8:55 to go in the first quarter, Tim.
Yeah, and I was just going to tell you, folks, this Palmateer kid that's kicking the lefty was kicking during warm-ups and was easily making 30-yarders, so he's got a boot.
So we apologize for missing that touchdown there, but Chabot, I thought that was a great play. Gravel sold it well. He was in the shotgun, and Chabot shifted over, took the direct snap, and rumbled right in. Hard to stop him from that distance. So here's the kickoff. Green will feel that they'll be going left to right to get it at their own 20-yard line, and they'll try to bring it back left side. Here is Noah Kennedy, and he is knocked down at about the 29-yard line, and on the tackle there was Alec Fogarty.
Yeah, Alec Fogarty with a nice little open field tackle, or the running back is still running up the sideline. They will start their first possession of the first half just shy of the 30-yard line.
So it's Sydney 7 and Green nothing with 8:48 to go in the first quarter, and we do believe Nate Erickson, who did not play last week for the Green Trojans. He is in the lineup here tonight. He'll be joined by 8th grader Drew Erickson, his younger brother, who has been playing quite a bit in Nate's absence. Nate will be in at quarterback here, and he'll hand off on a first down for the Green Trojans. They're going to cut to the outside, 30, 35, 40, before running out of bounds with Tristan Austin. Very close to a first down.
Yeah, Tristan Austin took a step, directional step to the right side, and then came back to the left, and the Warriors lost outside contain, and it is good for a first down.
Be interesting to see what Green does here tonight. They always have a different wrinkle, a different look for Sydney, it seems. And so we saw Nate take that first snap, and we'll see if his eighth grade younger brother, Drew Erickson, will take some snaps here tonight. He's on the field now, and it looks like he will line up a QB. So it could be either of those guys all night for Sydney to contend with.
So all we have to say is Erickson?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
One of their coordinators joked with us tonight when we were asking about names, and he said Erickson or Erickson. So now you're going to have Nate lined up on the wide receiver position, it looks like, and he's going to go over and talk with head coach Dave Gorton. So this is going to be a 2nd and 2 for Green coming up.
He spotted the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2nd and 2. I wondered, he kind of ran out of bounds on the line there for quite a while and was interested to see where that spot was going to be. So here is Drew Erickson handing off once again to Tristan Austin. Cuts to the left side, picks up about 4 and good for a Green first down.
Tristan Austin off the left tackle and kicked it out to the outside. Good carry for first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at the 42-yard line of the Green Trojans.
8:27 to go in the first quarter at Sydney 7 and Green nothing off a direct snap touchdown to Cameron Chabot from about 2 yards out. And now Green trying to answer. And good to see Nate Erickson back in the lineup for Green. Boy, he's just been so dynamic the last couple of years here for the Trojans. Of course, following in the footsteps of older brother Luke Erickson, who went on to play at Syracuse.
They keep coming and coming.
Yes, they do. And here is Drew Erickson in the shotgun. He's going to hand off here for Damian Hitt. Hitt to the outside left side, and maybe a gain of one. The Warriors were right there on defense.
Yeah, Damian Hiff got to the line of scrimmage, and maybe that's it. And he met a host of Warrior tacklers at that line of scrimmage. So it'll bring up second down and 10.
7:45 to go, first quarter. Again, thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to say our website is now Apple-friendly, so I hope you're listening along on your iPad or iPhone here tonight, all courtesy of SFCU. 7-0 lead for Sydney over Green. Here is Nate Erickson now in a QB. Throws out into the flat onto the right side. He's got Austin, good for a first down, up to the 45 to the 46 here for Tristan Austin. This will bring up a third and a probably manageable 4 or 5 for Green.
Nice little move by Austin to avoid number 22 for the Warriors for the first tackle, but then one of his buddies in the backfield finished him off just shy of the 47-yard line, 3rd and 5.
Green going left to right. They're in the green tops with the black pants, the green helmets. Sydney's in the all-white with the gray helmets tonight. 6:55 to go, first quarter. Warriors 7, Trojans nothing. Nate Erickson flushed out of the pocket, rolls to the right side, throws, and it's incomplete. Fourth down coming here for the Trojans. Good pressure by Sydney.
Yeah, he was pressured by number 36 on that play for the Sydney Warriors.
Kyle Wheeler
got in Erickson's face and made him run to the right side, and the pass was behind the receiver, so 4th down and 5.
So we're right near midfield. Green going left to right. We'll see what they decide to do. It looks like they will punt this one away with Noah Kennedy. And Peyton Mosier will be to our right. He's backpedaling to about the 20-yard line to receive here for the Sydney Warriors. So 6:48 to go, first quarter. Green will punt it away. A nice boot here by Noah Kennedy. Mosier will field it at the 20. He's looking to take off. A track meet to the right side. 25-30. Gets around the corner. He's up to the 40. Cuts back 45 before he's brought down at the 49-yard line by Justin Howie of Green.
Real nice return by Mosier. Took it off to the right side. Got up the sideline. Beat a couple people with his speed. And then finished off the run just shy of the 50-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Warriors on their own 49.
6.5 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless, I'm told, between Tioga and BG over in Bainbridge tonight so far. BG's had a couple of nice drives that have ended up with no points on the board, and they had a 75-yard touchdown called back, I'm told. So tough start for the Bobcats, but hey, still scoreless with Tioga. That game over in Bainbridge tonight. 6.5 to go first quarter. 7-0 lead for Sydney over Green. Warriors second chance with the ball. They go right back to Harrington. He's across midfield, rumbling and stumbling to the 40 before he's brought down. And again, the quick speed of Harrington has been deadly for Sydney.
Yeah, he's definitely doing a great job. And the line is doing a fantastic job opening a gaping hole right off between the guard and the tackle. And that is going to cause the Trojans to take their first time out.
Trojans, as Tim said, will talk things over on the sideline. We'll take a break. 6:26 to go, first quarter. Sydney 7, Green nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Live in Green tonight, it's the Sydney Warriors visiting the Green Trojans. Sydney comes in 2-0, Green 1-1. And with 6:25 to go in the first quarter, it's Sydney 7, Green nothing. And Tim, the Warriors of Sydney driving once again. The running game has been stellar so far.
Yeah, when they're in space, when they have some room, like when they get down to the goal line, it doesn't work as well because everybody's bunched up and everything. So they just go to a different passing type formation or whatever. Well, when they're out in the middle of the field, they give it to number 6. And I'm telling you what, folks, this kid is the real deal.
1st and 10 for Sydney, going left to right. They're at the green 40. They're going to pitch it to Harrington. He runs off tackle left side. Gets into the second level again, just lowers his shoulder, and gets down to the 30 before he's taken down. And I think that's that wrestler right there, not afraid of the contact.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, folks, this kid is really quick, shifty. He's not the biggest of statured running back, but I'll tell you what, he finishes off the runs. As Nate said, he put his shoulder right into the tackler and let him know, I'm here to give it a little blow myself here.
Similar running style. He's not a big a runner as Dawson Backus a couple of years ago. I believe Dawson wore number 6 as well for Sydney, so that's what it reminds me of out there. 5:50 to go, first quarter. 7-0 lead. Sydney wants to throw. Gravel
rolls out to the right side, tries to find Mosier. It was over his right shoulder and through his hands, incomplete. Tough pass.
Yeah, that was just through his hands, just a little too high for Mosier to grab. So second down and one to go. The ball is going to be spotted right at about the 30-yard line.
So 5:45 to go first quarter. Sydney with a 7-0 lead. And Gravel gets the play from the sideline. He's going to have Liam Matthews left side, Mosier as well as his other wide receiver over to the far side on that right side. Let's see if Kevin McEwen lining up. Snap is low. Gravel's got to pick it up, and the pocket's collapsing. He did manage to hold it off, but the Trojans were right there to bring down the runner. Let's see who actually got the ball handed off, and it was Brandenburg.
Brandenburg, yep.
And he had nowhere to go.
Yeah, he did not. I mean, that was a broken play right away, and Gravel did a nice job by picking up the ball, handed it to Brandenburg, but by that time the Trojans were in the backfield. So it looks like it's going to be fourth and about six.
So 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Sydney's going to go for it. They're in green territory. Ball on the 34-yard line. And Gravel looks over to the sideline. He barked out a couple of signals trying to get Green to jump, I think. Now he's going to change the play at the line. Chabot is going to shift from the left to the right. There's no running back in the backfield. Here's the snap. Rolls to his right. Flag on the play. Wants to throw. He guns it in there to Mosier, but he's going to be short of the first down. A big tackle for Green. Hogan Ludoff on the far side.
Yeah, nice little play right there, keeping the receiver shy of the first down, but there is a flag on the play, so we'll see what we have here.
And that flag came out just as Gravel was about to release it, but a nice tackle there by Hogan Ludoff with Mosier reaching for the stick. He was able to rip him down.
Yeah, real nice play. It looks like it's going to be against the Warriors. I would think they would take the play because that was fourth down, but we'll see. Yep.
Yeah, penalty is declined. So Green holds on defense, and they're going to get the ball back here with 4:53 to go in the first quarter. And Sydney leading 7-0. So it looks like Sydney might be able to march right down the field again, but Green says not so fast.
One of the things I wanted just to tell you folks, Harrington probably has already amassed, I'm going to say, 60 to 70 yards on 6 or 7 carries. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing what he's doing when he's in the game.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. Ever since he came in late in the game in week one and started running the ball, he's been really good. And here is a great defensive play by Liam Matthews for Sydney. Jumps into the backfield. They tried a little sweep to Nate Berry. That's going to be a huge loss of probably 6 or 7 yards there.
Yeah, nice little play by Liam Matthews right there. Set sweep for Berry, as Nate said, to the right side. And Matthews was not fooled, went up, stepped up, made a nice open field tackle, loss of about 6 yards. We'll bring up second down and 16.
4:20 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 lead here for Sydney over Green, and a big tackle there by Liam Matthews showing his athleticism against another athletic guy in Nate Berry there. Here is Green with the play clock down to 3. Nate Erickson is that quarterback, rolls out to the right side, wants to throw on the run, and he does. He's got a receiver complete. Oh, no, it's on, in and out of his hands. Berry was right there at the 48, had it for what would have been a first down, but he bobbled it, and it went down to the turf incomplete.
Yeah, and almost was picked off because it bobbled up in the air, and Sydney Warriors sliding in tried to catch it, but they couldn't get it. So it will bring up third down and 16.
4 minutes to go in the first quarter, 7-0 lead, and this will be a third and about 15 here for Green. They're making the plays, just not finishing them off here necessarily. So a 7-0 lead for Sydney over Green. Green has the ball in their own 26 going left to right here late in the first quarter. They got a man in motion, and this will be Drew Erickson handing it off. They'll go to Tristan Austin in the backfield. Kevin McEwen says no. And another big loss there for the Trojans of about 4 or 5 yards.
Kevin McEwen was being stiff-armed, but he still kept the feet and kept tugging and drove him back another probably 8 yards. So it's going to be fourth and a long ways for the Trojans for a first down.
Clock is running. 3:40 to go. First quarter. 7-0 lead for Sydney over Green. Under the lights here tonight at GCS. First road game of the year for Sydney after opening with Spencer Van Etten Kander at home, as well as Unitego Franklin last Saturday for a rare Saturday game at Sydney High School. But back to the Friday night lights this week for the Warriors and the Trojans. Green is going to punt it away here on a 4th and 22. This one is a line drive. Mosier's at midfield, catches it at the 50, takes off to the 40, goes to the left side. It's a nice tackle here by Drew Erickson, the 8th grader, bringing him down. Nice tackle.
Yeah, real nice play by the 8th grader, getting Mosier after a little, just shy of a 10-yard gain. So the Warriors will take over first and 10 at the 42-yard line of the Green Trojans.
Tioga is up 14-0 now over BG. That game late in the first quarter there. That's the update from over in Bainbridge. And, boy, if you haven't seen Drew Erickson play basketball yet, he was up on GV as a seventh grader last year. And really, I would come to games really early just to watch him because he was really, really great last year. And I'm sure could be on varsity this year.
Have to come up and watch a game with you, Nate.
Great, great ball handler for sure. And now he's doing it at the high school varsity level here for football. They'll hand off to Harrington as Sydney gets the ball back, and he'll bull his way into the 30-yard line. Good for another first down. It seems like every time he touches the ball, it's another first down for Sydney.
Well, that's why I could do that yardage thing, because I knew the math. It was pretty easy. 10 yards times each carry. You know, it was pretty easy to figure that out. But I'll tell you what, he is something, folks. He's the real deal.
And kudos again, as you said, Tim, to this Sydney line. They are opening some big-time holes there, and it just looks like they have a little bit of a size advantage here tonight, and they're using it. Snap is low to Gravel. A little miscommunication. Harrington actually ran into him. Gravel tried to worm his way out of it, but it was Nate Berry in there for the sack for Green.
Yeah, something broke down right there. There was something that wasn't quite right, and I think Harrington thought he was getting the ball again, and I think Gravel thought he had like a play-action pass kind of thing, and they bumped into each other. So they lost about 4 yards. We'll bring up second down and 14.
Clock is moving down to 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Sydney with a 7-0 lead. Warriors probably have had the ball time of possession-wise about 70-30 here in this first quarter. Here is Gravel with the snap. He's got Harrington to the left, Chabot to the right. He wants the pass, throws to the outside. He's got Mosier complete. Mosier to the 25 before he's roped out of bounds there by Tristan Austin. Good tackling here by Green, kind of really stopping any second after the catch yards here for Sydney.
Yeah, I think that's the defense's plan for the night. They're going to let them catch the ball in front of them, and then they're going to go up and make those tackles. If they don't have help, they got to make sure they do make those tackles, because Matthews and Mosier are both very shifty and can get away after the catch.
Sydney has not targeted Liam Matthews yet here tonight. You wonder if that's some sort of a decoy situation, lay off him early, go to him later. You never know with Sydney and what they're thinking.
Yeah, no, so we're going to see who's playing man-to-man on him. 7?
Well, they've had Nate Berry, over there quite a bit, as it is right now here on a 3rd and 5. Sydney's going to hand off to Harrington, runs up the middle. Boy, he gets tackled by 3 Green players, but still picks up the first down, down to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, 15-yard line, and the last 2 yards of that, like Nate said, 3 Green Trojans, he went through them. He went forward. Everything he's doing is going forward. He's not getting knocked backwards. Great, great little runner.
Minute 45 to go in the first quarter. With a guy like that, you just hope physically you can hold up with that pounding that you take. Here he is off the right hip again of Gravel. The quarterback with the snap wants to hand it off. No, it's a fake. They're going to throw to the right side looking for Chabot, but the pressure was there by the Green defense breaking through, and they couldn't get the pass off in time.
Yeah, they got there really quick, and Gravel did a nice job right there getting rid of it as quickly as he did. He had a receiver in the area, so that was a good waste of a down, second down and 10.
Well, 1:30 to go in the first quarter here live tonight in Green. Thanks for joining us. 7-0 lead for the Sydney Warriors over the Green Trojans. Sydney trying to add to it here. Gravel gets the play from the sideline. It is one-on-one coverage here between Berry of Green and Matthews of Sydney. And here is the snap for Gravel. Snap is low. He'll hand off to Harrington again right up the middle. Runs to the outside, bounces off a tackler, and slides his way all the way down to the 3.
Yep, another first down carry for Harrington. The ball is now going to be spotted, as Nate said, about the 3-yard line. First and goal to go for the Warriors.
1:24 to go, first quarter. Sydney knocking on the door once again. You know, they got down here on that second drive, and the Green defense was able to hold after they scored on the first drive. And so Sydney again with a low snap. Gravel wants to throw to the outside. Does. It is complete for a Sydney Warrior touchdown. Peyton Mosier will haul it in for 6.
Nice little out pattern by Mosier, ran right to the pylon and caught the ball. 6 points for the Warriors.
And so that gives Sydney a 13-0 lead with 1:10 to go in the first quarter, and Pommentier will be on for the extra point. And as Tim said, he's got a nice foot. This has been a good addition here for the Sydney Warriors this year in the kicking game. So Gravel to Mosier there for the score for Sydney, and we'll see if the extra point is good. That was about a 5-yard TD catch there for Mosier. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up and away, and it's good for a 14-0 lead as Palmateer puts it through with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. It's Sydney 14, Green nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Sydney 14, Green nothing. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you live from Green High School tonight. Sydney will kick off after the latest score from Sydney, a pass from Gravel to Peyton Mosier for a 5-yard touchdown. Green will pick it up here and look to return here off the kickoff. And they're at the 35 out to the 40, still on his feet, 45-50, and then punched out of bounds. A good return here for the Green Trojans and Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy with a nice little run right there, shielded the ball just about the 20-yard line, maybe the 15, and took it across midfield. The ball will be spotted at the 49-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
And so good field position, and Green has had some good chances here tonight, but the Sydney defense, especially on that last drive, was wreaking havoc in the backfield.
Yeah, two tackles for losses for the Sydney Warriors on that last drive that put Green behind the sticks.
So 58 seconds to go in this first quarter, and the ball at midfield, Green going left to right, getting some plays from the sideline here. Looks like Sydney changing out some pieces on defense. Good to see Cameron Brandenburg back in the lineup here tonight for Sydney. Hasn't carried the ball yet, but is in on defense. So 58 seconds to go in this first quarter. Here is Nate Erickson. Wants to hand it off. They'll go up the middle. Sydney defense is there. Maybe a gain of 3 on the play. We'll see who the ball carrier is as he disappeared into a sea of white jerseys.
Disappeared. I lost him. I thought he was getting tackled right about the line of scrimmage, and then I see him up a 3-yard gain, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
Yeah, Tristan Austin was the ball carrier there for the Green Trojans. Clock is moving. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, so the Trojans might get one more play here on a 2nd and 6, trailing 14-0. And so at the QB position will be Nate Erickson. Again, did not play last week against Walton, was out with an injury, waiting for the snap here with 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Again, they'll look to hand it off up the middle. Sydney defense is there again to make the tackle. And that looked like Ian Fogarty wrapping up the ball carrier, which was Tristan Austin again.
Ian Fogarty with a nice play right there. Got rid of his blocker and made a nice tackle in the hole. Gain of about 2 will bring up 3rd down and 4.
That's the end of the first quarter. It's 14-0. Sydney on top of Green. Second quarter coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Rolt, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO tonight. Sydney leads 14-0 on the road here at Green. And Tim, during the break, we were talking about the great kicking game that Sydney has had the last couple of years because we've seen Johnny Pommettier put in two so far tonight.
Yeah, and then, you know, last year we had Mikey Mazzarella, who in one game had 9 extra points, and, you know, that's unheard of at this level of the snap, the hold, everything being there for 9 times in a row. Crazy.
Green will have the ball on a third down here to start the second quarter. They try to run to the left side as they have switched ends of the field. So Green now going right to left to start the second quarter. And this will bring up a fourth down at about 3 yards to go as Tristan Austin comes up short there.
Yeah, Tristan Austin, they did give him a yard. So I was thinking he didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage, but I guess they gave him a yard. So as Nate said, 4th and 3.
And this is the situation that Green keeps finding themselves in, manageable situations, but then the Sydney defense has been able to come up and make some stops. They're going to go for it. They're inside Sydney territory. Ball is on the 42. It's 4th and 3. Here's Nate Erickson. Drops back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolls to his left. Brandenburg is right there with good coverage. Erickson throws, but it's into the dirt, and that'll be a turnover on downs as the Sydney defense was right there. But it looks like maybe a flag after the play.
Yeah, that was really late, too. Not sure what happened there, but I was thinking they were talking about the hit on the quarterback, but they had a hold of him, so I don't think that is it. We'll see here in just a second.
If it is against Sydney, the Warriors coaching staff, I'm sure, will not be pleased, as that would have been a turnover on downs, as they really did a good job making sure Erickson had nowhere to go, just contained him and make sure he couldn't take off. Still haven't seen a call here. Personal foul against Green is the call.
Okay. Totally missed that call, but
had to Sydney be something away from the ball.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. So Sydney will take over 1st and 10. The ball will be spotted at about the 42-yard line of the Warriors.
Well, we were focused right here on the near sideline where Erickson was. Could have been something away from the play.
There was a little contact right here with the quarterback, so I thought maybe that was it, but guess not.
So Sydney will have the ball. 11:10 to go in the second quarter. Sydney 14, Green nothing. And this will be Sydney in the all whites tonight with the gray helmet, the Sydney S in maroon on the side, going left to right. Green's in the green tops, the green helmets with the white trim, the black pants. They'll hand off to Harrington again. Zips over to the left side, running backwards here before he's tackled across the 45 to the 46.
Nice little run on first down. Of meager effort for him because it's only 4 yards, but second down and 6 for the Warriors.
Correct me here if you think I'm wrong, Tim, but he almost has an angry running style. He wants the contact, he wants you to hit him, and he wants to challenge you to bring him down.
Yeah, he definitely is looking for contact once he decides that he's not going to get around you. So
Green coming with a blitz, and Sydney's going to go long to Mosier, and just off his fingertips at the 25. Otherwise, he would have been gone for 6. Great job by Gravel to let it go, but just about a yard too far.
Yeah, just not enough air under the ball by Gravel on that throw right there. Mosier did everything he could in his power to try to bring it in, but it was just a little bit too far.
Good job by Gravel to stand in there. He knew the pressure was coming and to just let it go before he got tattooed. But what I like about Gravel is he has the size. He reminds me he's not as big as Darren Smith a couple of years ago, but he can absorb some of those hits and take them because of his size. 14-0 lead for Sydney over Green. This is a 3rd and 6 now for the Warriors. Harrington is split off to the right hip of Gravel, who's really barking out some signals, and now he's going to take a timeout. Didn't like what he sees. Warriors will talk it over. 10.5 to go, second quarter. Sydney 14, Green nothing. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
10.5 to go, second quarter. Welcome back. Out of the timeout, both teams talking things over here. Sydney leading Green a 14-0 on the road tonight on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here. Week 3 already of this young high school football season and the chill starting to come into the air here, Tim.
Yeah, as soon as that sun goes down, we were talking about on the drive over here how quickly it gets cold, and it's definitely fall time, folks.
Being at some soccer games this week, you could start the game in shorts and a T-shirt, and by the end I had a jacket on or a hooded sweatshirt, something like that, because like you said, as soon as that sun was gone, it's going to be that time of year, whether you like it or not.
It sure is.
Sydney leads 14-0, 10.5 to go, second quarter. Green is going to jump, and there's the flag. And a good call there by Sydney to get them to jump offside.
Yep. Gravel was doing hard counts right there, got him to jump offside. I think it was the nose tackle, the one that jumped offside. We'll give Sydney a free 5 yards. We'll bring up third down and one.
So a third and six turns into a third and one. Gets Sydney across the 50-yard line into Green territory at the 48. And now they're going to change it.
They're giving them the first down.
Wow.
A six-yard penalty.
Yeah. So 10.5 to go in this first quarter. They are going to give Sydney a first down. And Gravel checks the play from the sideline in on his wrist. And now he's going to get the snap. Immediately rolls out to his right. Wants to throw. It's complete here to Mosier. And it's out of bounds. Good for a first down to the 36-yard line. And again, still have not targeted Liam Matthews tonight.
Yeah, I think the plan is to try to get Matthews as a decoy, like you said. They're just not even looking to his side. The one throw over here in the end zone, towards the end zone, was close to Matthews, but I don't know if McEwen just grabbed it before Matthews was able to. So that would have been my first target of him if that was actually for him.
Here is a first and 10 for Sydney. We'll go back to that thought in just a moment as Gravel looks to the right side. He wants Mosier again. He's got him down the sideline. Oh, through his hands. And that would have been a surefire 6 points. Through his hands and down to the turf. Mosier will want that one back. He does not drop those very often.
No, and he is just beating his guy on the outside so easily. He is so fast, folks. And he's running right by him. And they're trying to give some over-top coverage with the safety, but the safety can't even get there. That's how fast Mosier is.
We've seen Sydney do this before, where they will go Mosier, 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 and kind of get the defense so ingrained in that, boom, then they've gone to Liam Matthews. So maybe it's something like that. We'll see. Second and 10 here. Harrington is split off to the right side. They're going to hand off to him, a little sweep from right to left. This time he's tripped up at the 35, and let's see who the tackle on the play was. That looked like it was Justin Howie again who got it.
Yeah, Justin Howie did a nice job right there. I think he's keying on number 6 right now. He's staying back. He's just a little bit behind the linebackers, just so he can see Harrington coming through the hole, and then he's got a job of bringing that young man down.
Sydney going left to right. Mosier split to the right side. McEwen and Liam Matthews to the left. They go to Mosier again. This time he'll catch it. Good for a first down across the 30 to about the 26-yard line.
Yep, nice little catch right there. Ones he's making are ones that are not right in traffic and everything. The ones when he's wide open are the ones that they're missing him on.
9:36 to go, second quarter. Again, Sydney leading Green on the road, 14-0. Gravel glances over to the sideline, looking to get the play here. And again, same set. Got two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Chabot is lined up right side, and Harrington is off the hip of Gravel on the left side. They want to throw, and this time they try to go to McEwen. Little miscommunication there, as McEwen was headed for the end zone and Gravel was throwing to the outside shoulder and out of bounds.
Yeah, there was a definite miscommunication there because, as Nate said, quarterback was on one page and receiver was on another.
So 9:18 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned during our Maravito Energy Products halftime report. We'll try to get you some out-of-town scores. We'll talk about other games happening tonight as well as tomorrow. Pretty good set of games coming tomorrow as well in our local coverage area. So here is the second and 10. They'll go back to Harrington again, right up the middle, slashing good for a first down across the 20 to the 15 for Zach Harrington. Unstoppable.
Running right over the top of number 33 for the Green Trojans. He's the one that made the tackle. Hogan Ludoff paid the price of tackling number 6.
So we come up on 9 minutes to go in this second quarter. And it looks like Green's going to take a timeout to try to regroup. So we'll step away for 30 seconds with the score. Sydney 14. Green, nothing. 9 minutes to go, second quarter, and Sydney knocking on the door again. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
14-0 lead for the Sydney Warriors over the Green Trojans with 9:04 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you tonight, Friday Night Lights on CDO. As Sydney Warriors are deep in green territory once again here at GCS, as Gravel will be in the shotgun. Same formation, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Harrington's in the backfield, split off right side. Gravel wants to throw. He's got Leah Matthews over the middle, through his hands, a juggling catch, and he's in. Looks like it was going to be incomplete. Instead, it's the Sydney Warriors touchdown. What a play.
Yeah, he bobbled that two times before he brought it in and caught it. And what a nice little throw and catch, and 6 points for the Warriors.
Wow, and that's why.
I believe there's a flag, Nate.
That's why he's a Division I talent. Boy, we hope that one's not coming back, because that was highlight reel.
Yeah, I'm thinking it is, because we're talking to Barry.
Wouldn't matter who that catch was for, whether it was for any team, would not want to see that one come back because it was great.
And fantastic.
They will bring that one back, unfortunately, for Leah Matthews.
Holding against the Warriors, brings it back, takes six off the board.
So a tough play there, a tough break for Leah Matthews and the Sydney Warriors, and it's those little things like that that can come back to haunt you.
Well, in the break, we were talking about you got to get him his touches, and the first play out of the break, they go to him, he catches it at 6 points, and then you have a holding penalty.
So it's a first and 20 now for Sydney. Ball moved back to the green 25-yard line. Sydney going left to right. Here's Gravel, wants to hand off Harrington, sweeps from right to left. Harrington into the second level, roped around, and a good tackle there by the Trojans. He gets down to about the 21, pickup of 05 or so.
Yeah, nice little play on first down, get it to a manageable distance. Ball will be spotted just shy of the 20-yard line.
Tristan Austin on the tackle there came over and really wrapped up Harrington. Otherwise, if he turned the corner, he might have been gone. With 8:20 to go here in the second quarter, they're going to say only a gain of two on that, so a second and 18. Here's the snap for Gravel. He's calling out those hard counts. Fakes the handoff, wants to throw, complete to Cameron Chabot. Here he is, rumbling, stumbling. There's the stiff arm, and he's brought down at the 15. Another nice tackle by Tristan Austin to bring down Cameron Chabot.
Yeah, Tristan Austin with a nice tackle is right, but I'll tell you what, if you get a stiff arm from Cameron Chabot, you know you've been hit. And he finished it off, but Austin finished the tackle off. The ball is now spotted third and 10.
Yeah, so this is a third and long, but Sydney is inside. Deep inside the green red zone here. The ball's at the 15-yard line. 7:40 to go, second quarter. Warriors knocking on the door. Leah Matthews is split to the right side, but this time he's at the inside of the two wide receivers. Normally he's on the outside. Gravel's going to roll, wants to throw, throws to the outside. He's got Leah Matthews. He's down to the two. Cuts back, touchdown for Sydney. So he ends up getting his touchdown anyways on a great cutback move right at the goal line.
Yeah, everything was going left, and at the last minute he planted that foot and just came back to the right like it was just a easy little thing to do, and walked into the end zone for six points.
So Gravel, his second touchdown pass of the night, finds Matthews. It's a 20-0 lead for Sydney with 7:23 to go in the second quarter. Palmateer is on for the extra point try. Most people, 9 out of 10, get knocked out of bounds there. Leah Matthews finds a way to dance into the end zone. That was about a 15-yard TD there. Palmateer doesn't get a good foot on this one, so he'll miss the extra point. And Sydney leads 20-0.
Yeah, Sydney's snap was a little low right there. Matthews did a nice job just to get it on the tee, but it was a little rushed and no good for the point. So, as Nate said, 20-0 Warriors.
7:23 to go, second quarter. Sydney 20, Green nothing. We'll be back after a short break on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Captain William Matthews touchdown. Here's the kickoff for Sydney. It's going to roll all the way down to the 25-yard line, and the ball was right on the sideline. Did Green touch it? Sydney was able to fall on it. Looks like the officials are going to say, no, Green has it.
Yeah, I mean, the ball definitely went to 10 yards, so it's free. They don't have to touch it at that point, but it looked to me like the Sydney Warriors jumped on it in play, and Coach Matthews is right there giving all he can to try to get the officials to say that ball was recovered by the Warriors inbound.
I wasn't sure if one of the Green guys had picked it up and left it. You know, you see that kind of miscommunication sometimes, a bobble.
Oh, I got a flag.
And this is a very late flag, and we'll see what the officials
they're going to call the ball out of bounds. That's what it is.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep. Okay. So, but anyways, the kick when that happened was right at one player, and as you see on a lot of onside kicks, like the second or third bounce will go straight up in the air, and it did, and it went right over the receiver, and it was all over on the sideline all by itself, and I thought Sydney was going to jump on it inbounds, but I guess they're saying its kick is out of bounds.
It was very close. I believe it was Cameron Brandenburg who ran down there, and it was on the far side of the field. From our angle, hard to tell where it was on the line, but great hustle by Sydney.
Our angle, my eyes?
Yeah, right. Well, 7:20 to go before the halftime break. 20-0 lead for Sydney over Green. Trojans will have the ball going right to left, and they're going to start on their own 35-yard line here. Nate Erickson is in a QB, wants to throw. This one is incomplete. Throws to the far side, was looking for his brother, Drew Erickson, the eighth grader. Incomplete, though.
Yeah, and Drew Erickson was covered by number four, Liam Matthews, blanketed, really, on that play. So it'll bring up second down and 10.
So 7:15 to go in the second quarter here tonight on the turf in Green as another chapter goes into the book of this rivalry. I would say over the last 5 years or so, this thing has really ramped up. It's always been a Sydney Unitigo, a Sydney Walton, but, you know, Sydney Green has really become its own thing here. Second and 10, ball is on the turf. Green trying to hold on to it here as Erickson had handed one off and looks like Green did fall on it in time, but we will have an injury at the bottom of the pile. And we'll see here. I believe it's Tristan Austin on the bottom of the pile with 7:05 to go, second quarter.
Yeah, it looks like Austin recovered the ball. He probably fell on it and knocked the wind out of him, but he is up, and he's gingerly walking off, but his coach wants to talk to him right now, so they're checking him out.
Well, he was at the bottom of the pile. Great job to recover it, but he paid the price as, you know, his own teammates and a couple Warriors fell on him at the same time.
Yeah, and some big Warriors too, because we were talking about it earlier, that defensive line and offensive line for the Warriors is a good size boys right there.
Boy, Sydney, you know, on the line, led by Ian Fogarty, I would say, has just been sensational this year. I think coming in, you know, people were like, okay, last couple of years we've lost some key pieces on this line. What are we going to do? But we talked about it during week one, the work and the offseason that Ian Fogarty has done, as well as some of these other guys, the camps and everything, it's really paying off.
Definitely is. And I'll tell you what, you can see that it works well, and they do a great job on the offense making holes, and then they do a great job filling holes on the defense.
We'll hope that Tristan Austin is okay. This is a 3rd-and-11. Nate Erickson throws over the middle, complete to Drew Erickson. Good for a first down to the 50, to the 48. and the eighth grader, probably the smallest player on the field, comes up with it.
Yeah, nice little pass and catch. Probably did that in the yard a few times, you know, so it wasn't anything they hadn't done before. So just like old times, back at the 49 of the Warriors.
I was going to say, in that family, it probably doesn't matter how old you are, how small you are. You're coming out in the backyard after school and playing. So he's probably used to some contact with the family that he has. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. 20-0 lead here for the Warriors over the Green Trojans. Here's Nate Erickson in a QB. And they're chasing him into the backfield. Brandon Brigg and Chabot are all over him. There's a pass down the sideline, and it's knocked out of bounds. Incomplete. Intended receiver for Green was Josh Titus, but he was in double coverage.
Josh Titus went up to get the ball, and so did number 6, Harrington, and number 5, Peyton Mosier, with a really well-timed hit on the receiver to have the ball fall.
I want to give a little credit there to Cameron Chabot.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Erickson was on the sideline, coming towards the Green sideline, and he just let it go, and Chabot had that moment where you could have hit him. It was close, and he held up, and Green coach Dave Gordon gave him a little pat on the back, and you could see they were having a good sportsmanship moment there, so that was nice to see.
Yeah, it is nice to see, because obviously, as you said, Nate described it, he could have probably planted him.
2nd and 10 now. This is going to be a throw to the far side for Tristan Austin, who's back into the game, turns on the Jets. He's pumping those knees high, good for another first down across the 40 to the 38, so I guess he's feeling okay.
Yeah, that was a tough match for Chabot out in the flat like that with Tristan Austin. Tristan Austin is a fantastic athlete and just beat Chabot to the outside.
Boy, that burst of speed as he turned the corner was impressive. So Green putting together a nice drive here. 6:17 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 20, Green nothing. Green going right to left. They're in Sydney territory across the 40 now to the 38. 1st and 10, Nate Erickson in at QB. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. He's got it, Austin off his left hip. Erickson wants to throw, though. He's got a receiver, and it's a one-handed catch for a Green touchdown with 6:09 to go in the second quarter. The touchdown catch was from Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy with a one-handed catch, brought it back to himself, walks into the end zone. 6 points for the Green Trojans. Nice throw by Nate Erickson from about the 38-yard line. So 38-yard touchdown pass, Nate Erickson.
To Noah Kennedy. And what a catch, too. It was just maybe a little bit overthrown, but Kennedy ran onto it and did his best Odell Beckham impersonation. Mm-hmm. Reached out, brought that in, and it's good for 6.
Yeah, real nice play.
So 6:09 to go in the second quarter. Heck of a catch there for the Trojans. And they're going to go for 2 here, try to get back in this ball game. Still a lot of game left. And so here is Erickson, 2 wide receivers to the right. Here is Nate Berry in motion from left to right. Erickson drops back, wants to throw, rolls out to the right side, throws back across his body. It's good. 2-point conversion is good. Josh Titus hauls it in, and it's 20-8 with 6:09 to go second quarter. Nice play there.
Yeah, real nice little play. Just rolled out to the right side and waited for the receiver to clear in the end zone and hit him right between the ones. We'll say this much right now, that was a huge, huge drive for the Trojans to get some points because they are getting the ball in the second half.
6:09 to go, second quarter. We'll take a break. It's Sydney 20, Green 8. We'll be back here at Green High School in just a minute on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Green will kick off to Sydney. Welcome back as Harrington will fall on it at the 30. So that's where Sydney will start this drive, going left to right on their own 30. After a Green touchdown, it is Sydney 20 and Green 8 with 6:07 to go in the second quarter. A one-handed catch for the TD for the Green Trojans. The pass from Nate Erickson looking for Noah Kennedy, and he hauled it in.
Yeah, real nice play on that. Real nice touch pass to make it easy for Kennedy to catch the ball, and then Kennedy with a fantastic one-handed grab.
So here is Sydney back on offense once again, leading 20-8. Harrington is in the backfield as well as Chabot, both split out to the right. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Gravel is going to hand it off to Harrington again across the 40 to the 41, pickup of about 9. And he just gets through the line so easily with those holes. And then from there, he's quite shifty.
Yeah, he definitely has got a nice little gap to run in off between the tackle and the guard on the right-hand side. And he's into the second level before he's getting hit and then finishes off the runs good for a first down.
It'll be interesting to see how Sydney handles this drive. As the clock is moving, 5:50 to go, second quarter. They want to put some points on the board, but they want to chew some clock, too. They'll hand off to Brandenburg, his first carry of the night. Brandenburg is up the middle, and he's brought down by the big Evan Walters, 79. Therefore, Green, gain of about 2.
Yeah, nice little play. Gives Brandenburg a chance to carry the ball, gets good positive yards. As they mark it, it looks like he gave him 5, second down and 5.
Wow, that was better run than I thought, so 5-yard carry there for Brandenburg. He's split out to the left hip of Gravel. Chabot is also up at the line on the left side. They'll want to hand it off to Brandenburg again. He's good for a first down to the 45. He's in the Green territory, bounces outside, and now tries to roll over towards the 40, but he's driven back to about the 42 flag on the play.
Multiple flags on the play here. We'll see what we got when this play's over, but it was good for a first down carry.
5:10 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading Green 20-8 here on the road tonight at Green High School. And let's see what the call is here from the officials.
Sydney's backing up, so
looks like it will be against the Warriors. We don't have an official signal yet. It will go against Sydney. Going to take it back to the Sydney 47-yard line.
Yeah, 47. So it'll bring up second down and 6.
So 5:10 to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned, as we'll have you our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in our Sydney Main Street studios, our in-game producers. 5 minutes to go now, second quarter. This will be a second down and 5 to go. Snap is low to Gravel, but he'll hand it off to Brandenburg. He's going to pick up the first down, and he goes to the right side and tackled right at the 6, but back into Green territory. Might be a little short here. We'll see.
Oh, they're moving the 6, so it is a first down carry for Brandenburg. Must be given Harrington a little breather here, which is a pretty good idea because once he comes back in, then he's at full steam. It's just absolutely amazing, folks. I just can't begin to tell you what a nice little runner he is.
Well, Harrington steps back out into the field now, so he'll get another chance to run the ball, but what a two-headed monster you could have here between Brandenburg and Harrington if you can keep that going. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Sydney leads 20-8. They'll hand off to Harrington. Again, into the second level, 35-30, still running hard. Lowers his shoulder down to the 30 before he's brought down by Tristan Austin.
Nice little carry of 15 yards for Harrington, and he is just shy of the 30-yard line of the Green Trojans, first and 10.
So 4:25 to go, second quarter. And Harrington has been a great addition to this team this year. Somebody that you,
coming into the year,
moved back to the district, I believe, last year. And I believe it was during wrestling season. And so he's been a great addition here for Sydney. Here's the snap. They'll want to hand off. No, they throw the far side. Liam Matthews, what a catch out of midair. 10, 15, and he's down inside to the 15-yard line. There he is. I meant 20 to the 15
nice,
before he tackled.
Nice little catch out in the flat for Liam Matthews, and then he just uses his athletic ability to make a man miss. Gets first down yardage, and the ball will be spotted at about the 18.
That was a bullet thrown by Gravel, and somehow Matthews flashed his hands up there and was able to grab it.
And there was a Green Trojan hand that just missed the ball, so it was a really, really nice thrown ball by Gravel.
3:40 to go, second quarter. Sydney leading 20-8. Here is the snap to Gravel. It's a good snap. He'll throw across the middle, looking for Matthews. Couldn't dig that one out of the dirt, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, it was a little quick snap, and he got a little pressure in his face, and he was going backwards, and he went right over, and he apologizing to his wide receiver fan. That's on me, bud.
Going to be a second down and 10 here for Sydney. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Gravel lining up for the next play here on a second and 10. And here is Gravel with one wide receiver to the right, two to the left, and he's got Harrington in the backfield again. They're going to go back to Mosier on the right side. Catches it. Good for a yard or two, but a nice tackle there by Hogan Ludoff once again.
Hogan Ludoff with really nice coverage on Mosier, and I'll tell you what, that's not an easy job to do, folks. He's got some really good speed and good moves, and just as he caught the ball, Ludoff made the tackle.
Third and 5 now for Sydney with 3:10 to go, second quarter, 20-8. Sydney's on top of Green here on the road at Green Central School. A little miscommunication in the backfield. Looks like Harrington might have dropped something as well off of his wrist sheet there. He's able to plug it back in. Waiting for the snap here on a 3rd and 5. They're going to fake. They throw to the outside for Mosier. One-on-one move. Mosier dragged out of bounds. I think he's going to be short of the first down. Ludoff was there once again to rip him down.
Yeah, Ludoff is doing a really nice job on these little short passes, keeping Mosier in front of him, and then he's coming up and making the open field tackle.
4th and 1 now for Sydney. I mean, they're deep inside Green territory, so they'll go for it. But the Green defense, after having a couple of nice stops, looking for another one here. Boy, this would be big. It's actually going to be 4th and 2.
Oh, give Palmateer a chance.
Yeah,
give him a chance.
We want to see a kick here. Green's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 2:44 to go, second quarter. It's Sydney 20, Green 8. We'll be back on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just a quick out-of-town score update. Forks is ahead of Norwich 14-7 in the second quarter up at Norwich High School tonight. So the Purple Tornado hanging around with Forks. And I'm sure that'll be a good one down the stretch here. Norwich trying to get on the board. They're 0-2 so far this year, but a tough schedule to start for the Purple Tornado. So 2:44 to go here in Green tonight. Sydney leads 20-8. I should say 2:44 to go before the halftime break. And again, it's Sydney 20 and Green 8. Sydney knocking on the door once again here on a 4th and 2. They are at the Green 12-yard line. Out of the timeout, Gravel looks over to the sideline. A little hard count here. He's trying to get the Trojans to jump. He's got Matthews and McEwen split left. He's got Mosier to the right. Harrington's in the backfield off his left hip. Going to hand it off to Harrington. Jumps forward. Good for a first down. Pushes the pile short of the end zone, but he's going to move to 6 after a gain of about 3 or 4.
Yeah, nice little play right there. I mean, he's been doing it all night tonight, you know, so far. Just give number 6 the ball, and he'll get to the yardage stick and get you the first down. It is inside the 10-yard line, so the Warriors will have first goal to go.
For the Warriors, this would be big. You know, Green answered. They cut into the lead. Green's going to get the ball to start the second half. And Sydney trying to put some more points to keep the cushion where it was, heading into the locker room here. A little different look here for the Warriors as Liam Matthews is going to step in now. Gravel is not on the field. You got Chabot to the right side, Harrington to the left. Direct snap to Matthews. He wants to take off, tries to work his way forward. Nothing doing, though, as Green and Noah Kennedy is able to make the tackle. It's the first time we've seen Matthews in the Wildcat this year.
Yeah, first time we've seen Matthews, new look. And the tackler, number 25, did a really nice job and did not let him get very far. I don't even think he got a yard, so it'll be 2nd and 7 for the touchdown.
So Gravel's on the sideline. Skylar Rao is in over where Matthews is usually lined up, left side. And here is Matthews on a 2nd down, wants to run to the outside. Matthews is going to throw. He's got Kevin McEwen. It's just over his outstretched hand. And 3rd down coming up. Definitely Sydney tinkering with something.
Yeah, they're trying to give people a little idea of what else they might have in the bag. But huge points they might be leaving on the table right here if they don't put it in the end zone.
Third and seven, and now here comes Gravel back out onto the field. Skyler Rao back to the sideline. Matthews is going to go back to the wide receiver position. And it was a good throw, maybe a little too tall for McEwen.
And that tells me, bringing him back, that they're going to go for it on two downs because they're so close to the goal line.
Third and seven with the ball on the seven. Here's Gravel, rolls out to the right side. Gravel cuts back. He's going to try to get to the end zone, and he's going to be tackled right on the goal line, but a flag on the play as well.
Yeah, nice little play. I mean, the play broke down. Gravel did a nice job, tucked it, and ran as far as he could. Got about 6 yards. It'll be just shy of the goal line. If the penalty isn't against the Warriors.
Minute 28 to go before the halftime break. It's 20-8. The Warriors on top of the Trojans. Green defense doing everything they can to keep Sydney from putting another 6 points on the board. And this one is going to be personal foul against Sydney.
Personal foul against Sydney. That's going to push them way back, and it's still going to be goal to go. So it will be repeated down, third down, and goal to go. And the ball is going to be spotted at about the 24.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll get your wish and see Mr. Palmateer out here at some point. With a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, it's the third and 19. Now for Sydney, ball is at the 19-yard line.
Yep, now they moved it. So now it's at, like Nate said, it's inside the 20-yard line.
Yep, just inside the 20. Play clock is down to 10. Gravel has got two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right, and Chabot in the backfield. Gravel wants to throw. Throws over the middle. He's got Matthews. Little 360 spin. Matthews all the way down to the goal line here, fighting his way forward, reaching for the line. He's not going to get in, but this is going to be a fourth and one, and the clock is still moving.
Yeah, and Green can't stop it because they used all their timeouts. Sydney does have a timeout, so they'll probably let the play clock run down and use their timeout maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be a fourth and one. Sydney leads right before the half, 20-8 on the road here at Green. Play clock's at 20, game clock's at 32 seconds. And so what do you do here, Tim? What do you try to run? You try to throw? What do you think?
Well, I'm gonna say, I mean, number six has been just solid all night. He has not really been caught behind the line of scrimmage yet. I think you trust those big boys in the front. Let him carry the ball into the end zone for six more points before the half.
Timeout taken by Sydney. We'll keep it right here, right before the half. 15 seconds to go. Sydney leading 20-8. We talked about the scenario on the way over.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you right now, this is the thing. They actually have another option, and that's giving it to Chabot.
Very true.
Because he's so difficult to bring down, and it's only a yard, folks. And he doesn't have very far to go. I don't know if you know Cameron very well, but Cameron's a good-sized kid, and he does a really nice job when he gets the ball in his hands, and they have some plays designed for him, some screen plays and things like that, but I don't think you do that here. I think you either give it to the guy that's been carrying the load all night or maybe surprise with Chabot.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first touchdown of the night was a direct snap to Chabot. I don't think Green was ready for it. I know it's the first time this year, and we've done the first two opening games of the year for Sydney against Spencer Van Etten Kander as well as against Unitigo, and we didn't see any of that. And so tonight they score off a direct snap to Chabot. We've seen two snaps with Liam Matthews at quarterback. So typical of Coach Matthews. He's got a couple tricks up his sleeve.
Spread him out. Two wide receivers to the right side and one to the left. Chabot is just in front.
Yep, they're going to go to Chabot, and he fumbled it. Gravel is able to fall on it. With 11 seconds to go, and it's not going to matter being on fourth down. So Green's going to take over.
Real nice. That's two times that they've turned the ball over on downs inside the red zone. So good job by the Green Trojans. And like Nate said, they will get the ball to start the second half.
So Chabot just couldn't hold on to that one. And good job by Gravel to fall on it, but it didn't matter as Green gets it back.
Notice it had some center exchanges that haven't been real smooth tonight, so I'm sure they're going to be working on that at halftime.
11 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 20 and Green 8, and the Trojans going to do the safe thing here and just take a knee, and so that's going to get us to the halftime break. Stay tuned for a Maravito Energy Products halftime report. It's Sydney 20, and it'll be the Green Trojans 8. We'll be back with a halftime report coming up on WCDO.
This this year? Switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people...